Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of the Cinematic Trinity where we talk movies, games and TV shows. Today we're going to be talking about Madame Web, the new Marvel, Sony, whatever film. So let's get into it. So where does one start with Madame Web?
Well, I think as you say, it is... Sony have got their own cinematic universe, which they're trying to do with Spider-Man villains, or Spider-Man's world, just not putting Spider-Man in there.
So this is the same universe as Morbius, Amazing Spider-Man. It's that same, studio.
It's the same studio.
Like Marvel, where Tom Holland is Spider-Man.
No, no.
It's where Andrew Garfield was Spider-Man.
No, it's not even that. I don't think... They haven't even set up who Spider-Man is in this universe.
I know, but I mean it's the same studio.
Yeah.
It's who made it.
So it's the same people who made Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Madame Web is basically like a standalone movie in the Sony universe. There's no ties to like anything. And Madame Web follows... this woman who is kind of bit by a radioactive spider, and her special power is not like Spider-Man. It's not like she can swing around or stick to walls. She can basically see the future.
Yeah, she has visions, doesn't she?
Yeah, Cassie Webb, who's played by Dakota Johnson. So, yeah, I think just off the bat, wasn't very good, was it?
No, it wasn't. In fact, it was complete and utter rubbish, this film was. And my joke was going to be, but I was too embarrassed to make it, was that it shouldn't be called Madame Web, it should be called Madame Exposition, because the entirety of the film is just exposition.
Yeah.
And I love that word, it's my favourite word, because I hate it so much, it's nice to have a word that like defines it really well. And it is just, there's so much of it, like literally the first couple of lines of the film is basically just exposition, but not even like we need to know this, like they had to get it in there somehow. It's just lazy writing.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's funny though, because it's kind of like they're trying to almost downplay it. It's not exposition, but it definitely is, because it's like, you need to go find the spider that can give you superhuman abilities and heal all these diseases. Oh, what are you, some sort of Amazon tribe that jumps around in the trees like spiders do? It's just like...
Yeah, it's terrible.
Weakness is definitely, it's very expositional. Like, no one speaks like a real person. It's just like everyone needs to give you their backstory.
Yeah. I saw some of those people talking online about the fact that they're convinced that Sony in this... you know, studio setting, whatever, whoever it is that's made this film, they're convinced that they're using AI to write a lot of their scripts.
Mm.
And that's why, like, they're so poor at the moment.
Well,
it's because that's what they're...
Yeah, it's because Dakota...
It feels like that.
Dakota Johnson said as well, didn't she? She was like, it's like an AI wrote your boyfriend's favourite, like, favourite movie.
Yeah.
Which definitely wasn't. Boyfriend, was not a good movie. But the film basically follows, so Cassie Webb gets her powers, she kind of finds out she can see into the future, and then like the side plot is the villain of the movie, Ezekiel Sims, is basically trying to track down these girls who will become spider women.
Because he's also a spider person.
Yes, but
He's not Spider-Man, but he does have a Spider-Man-esque suit. And he can climb around, but he can also see into the future. So he's having visions of these three girls that they're going to come and kill him.
Yeah.
And I quite, like, if there's anything about this film that I like, but again, it's probably not the film's doing, it's probably just like the comic book's doing, is the fact that she's learning, she can see into the future, but she doesn't quite know what's happening. And, you know, they're saying, why would these three women all be in the same place at the same time when we're trying to hunt for them? And and then he says, oh, they're like, oh, why are they all connected? And they're saying, maybe that's what we're about to see, is how they're all connected. And I was like, I don't mind that. But it was just executed so poorly.
Yeah.
I really think that this film could have been... really, really good. It could have been absolutely brilliant because it had all the parts there, but just the script and the acting and all stuff like that was just made it just terrible, and not even like funny. Like, it was just like, I can't believe that this is what you think that I'm going to take from my film. Like, this is
I'm gonna cut to
Kieran. Give me those gloves.
So for context, people listening, I've just cracked
Michael's
out.
Michael's wearing Spider-Man gloves. Yeah.
which I bought for this review, because you know what? I like a bit of set dressing. We've got a little Spider-Man comic next to the microphone here. What else? We went into a costume shop and we were like, oh, what's Spider-Man? There's no Spider-Man masks in this costume shop. So the only thing we could find is a pair of Spider-Man gloves.
I know, that is terrible.
So hello. I'm going to cut to Kieran here because Kieran...
That's just an advertisement for everybody to watch this on YouTube so that they can see Michael's crazy gloves that he's got on.
Yeah, post a tweet. That'd be the idea. Do a tweet of me going, hey.
He's got it down.
Kieran said something interesting earlier, which I about the movie.
Okay. I think I know what he's saying. Yeah. What he's going to say. So I was talking to Michael and I was... Because when we came out, I was like, I did not enjoy that. Like, there was not a single thing about that film that I enjoyed. So I went and I really thought about, like, a single thing I could name that I was like, that was good. Like, I enjoyed that. And I could not find... I really tried. I really did try. And I could not find a single redeemable quality in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the acting... Dakota Johnson's acting got gradually worse.
Yeah, it did.
Throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Like, by the...
It's like she realised what film she was actually making and then she was like, God, this is just going to be awful, isn't it?
Like, when was it? It was... I think it was a bit where she was like inside the web or something and she was...
I guess
she was talking to her mum, was it?
It was definitely when she like... it was when she like tries to like hone her powers. Like she goes to Peru.
Yeah.
I'm just going to... This is the spoiler warning, by the way.
Yeah, spoilers.
So yeah, she goes to
Not
like Peru.
Not that anybody cares.
Yeah, goes to Peru to like master her powers. She like bumps into... which. This is a very weird decision. So she bumps into one of the spider cult people who basically, at the beginning of the movie, her mum's pregnant with her and then like she gets shot. So the spider...
By the Ezekiel, bad guy. The bad guy.
So the spider people take her back to this cave and basically gives like a water birth. The mum dies in the cave and it's like the spider people are like, oh, we'll look after you. They're not like, you know, we'll look after your daughter. So she goes back and speaks to the head of them and he's just dressed in normal clothes, which really... I was like, what... Where's he come from? Has he just been staying in like an Airbnb, like just down the road waiting for her? Because he's like, one day your daughter will come back and I'll be here waiting for her. But he's just there in like normal clothes. He's like, at the beginning, he's in this like the jungle spider getup. And then, yeah, she's like, she goes there because she's like, oh, look, I've discovered I have these powers. What am I to do? What's going on? So he's like, and he throws out the line as well. It's like, with great responsibility also comes great power, like obviously flipping the
I roll my eyes quite heavily.
Yeah, we don't need to see that again.
And it's that when she's like, just it's almost like I was kind of thinking she's turning into like Bran Stark here, because it's like when Bran becomes like omnipotent in Game of Thrones, it's like this whole, oh, I'm above everything.
I'm the three-eyed raven.
Yeah, but like that was somehow
so
better
boring.
Than what Dakota Johnson was doing. But yeah, that's when it goes downhill a little bit.
I mean, the funnest part of watching it was just how I just kept turning to you every 5 minutes and just passing comment about what was going on.
It's definitely a film where you can
and
just
the
laugh.
Fact that I was very disappointed that when they went to Peru, we didn't run into Paddington. Why are we not running into Paddington when we're in Peru?
Because Paddington
that
wouldn't be
only place.
Paddington wouldn't be in a crap movie. That's why he's got much better things to be doing than being in Madam Web.
It's got standards.
Originally, he was on set and then he just walked out.
He got the call from Sony and he had to decline.
I've read the script.
Yeah.
It's a no.
So, I think, we'll go try and go through like a bit more chronologically. So, the Peru bit happens towards the end, but it's on, she's a paramedic in New York. She works with Uncle Ben.
No, let's not talk about the plot. Let's talk about the fact.
We don't want to talk about the movie. We're going to talk about something else.
No, let's just talk about the fact that all the scenes where she's a paramedic are so unrealistic. Yeah. It was actually winding me up. Like, they were doing CPR, like, one of the big things about this film, like, a overarching, what's it called? Chekhov's gun.
Chekhov's CPR.
Like, literally, I keep bringing it up. But the CPR that they're trying to, like, recreate in this is just so rubbish.
So weak-looking, isn't
it? I know,
it she's just
really
there,
took
like,
me out of
you,
it.
You see her, like, with this builder guy, like, there's, like, an accident at a fireworks factory, and she's there, and she's just there, like...
Yeah, she's like not even... It's like, I'm sure that they have the budget to get like a fake dummy or something like that. That's what they do, isn't it? Like they make the person like fake looking and then you go in with the CPR to make it look real. But it's like they've just got the person lying there and because you can't do CPR on a person who's alive, that's why it's... And it's just like, God, it just really like... And all the scenes of her like driving the ambulance...
Yeah,
and it's all like vroom, vroom, like swerving in and out of these cars. Yeah. It's like, why are these cars not pulling over for the ambulance? Like,
I know, do we, she's
do
also,
they
do, yeah.
Is it not like the UK where you just pull over and then they yeah. go, like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So she's a paramedic. She finds out she's got these powers. There's like a few, there's a few pointless scenes in this movie. She goes to like a baby shower. And the whole point of it is that she works with Ben Parker, obviously Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
And then it's his sister, Peter Parker's mum, is going to give
who's
birth.
Who's Emma Roberts, who
yeah,
we
know why.
From shows, not shows, movies such as Wild Child.
Never watched that.
I know, you haven't watched
she's been
that.
In American,
and that's very disappointing.
American Horror Story.
Yeah, we don't care
Scream
about that.
Queens. Remember
we don't
her
care
from
about
that.
Wild Child.
Anyway, Emma Roberts, someone who shouldn't really have been in this movie just because she has done better things,
yeah.
I think.
I feel like she was supposed to have a bigger part. Or I feel like none of the people who were in this film really knew. And there's a lot of talk about that online, the fact that they all thought that they were going to be in like a Marvel film.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, the thing is, if they did think that, first of all, Marvel films aren't actually that good at the moment, so why did they think that they were going to be in this amazing film anyway? But I can understand why they were, if that is what happened, why there was confusion, because it's confusing for everybody, like the rights about Spider-Man and stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It just does feel like nobody really knew what they were signing up for, and then by the time it was too late, they realised what was happening, so they just didn't put any effort into it.
Yeah, yeah. Which you can tell from, like, Dakota Johnson, like, her Especially press tour has just been very depressing
to listen
to.
I honestly find it really, really disappointing that she is in such a privileged position to be doing this job, and she should, you know, obviously, like, her parents were in the industry as well, so there's nepotism involved. But it's like, she should just be, like, just appreciate it. Like, it's like she just doesn't care at all. She's just there for the paycheck, which is absolutely fine if that's the way you want to be, but I don't want to see people like that. I want to see people in films who genuinely care about the films that they're making and care about the industry that they're in and want to see it like grow and do great things and make great films. Like, I know I always hated Margot Robbie for no reason, but I really like her now, and I just think it's good to see her going about, and now she's producing and she's doing all these things and she loves the films that she's in and she's really involved. Like, how fantastic. Like, we need more people like that. I don't just want people who don't care about what they're doing in my films, because it just comes across on screen. Do you not agree? Like, just do you agree with me?
Yeah. It's hard to get excited for a movie where the cast aren't excited about it, you know? Like, it's like, I've watched like the interviews with like the Oppenheimer cast, like talking about the film, and like that, you can tell they had a good time and like have a good relationship with each other. But like this, it's just you just don't get that from watching them talk about it. And you know, I felt sorry for like the three spider women, obviously, who are being hunted in the movie, because like, you know, they're like up and coming actresses, like, you know, they're probably the most enthusiastic people out of the cast who are doing these press tours. But yeah, it's just kind of, they're in a crap movie, like, so I feel a bit sad for him. Because I was like, when I was speaking to Kieran about what like I would try and praise the film for, I thought about our like the three spider women I liked. I can't remember her name, but the one whose like dad got deported, so not like the
brown
one who
hair. I can't remember her name,
so
either.
Not Sydney Sweeney, not the one who's on the skateboard, the other one.
She was definitely the best one of the three,
yeah, because I it was just the expositional dialogue. Like, Sydney Sweeney was just all like, my mum and dad are divorced and I live with my dad and my stepmom and I think they don't like me. It's just like, no one asked you.
Yeah.
No one asked you about this. And then it's like the one with the skateboard is like, oh, my parents live in Beijing. They earn loads of money, but they probably wish they didn't have a kid. So it's like, again, nobody cares about this stuff. It comes out with it all of a sudden. Like, that's just the problem. This exposition just comes unwarranted. There's no like rhyme
nothing
or reason
is left unsaid,
it.
Is it?
No,
like,
no,
even when there's a scene where Dakota Johnson, Cassie, is in this web where they can basically see the future and also, you know, see what's happened in the past, and she's talking to her mum and she's seeing what her mum went through, because her whole thing of the film, although it's not really a thing, is the fact that she didn't like her mum, because why would she go to the Amazon rainforest when she's like 8 months pregnant or whatever, and she ended up dying there, which is obviously why she's not got, you know. And she was like, you know, why did my mum do this? But she learns why, because Cassie was supposed to have, you know, a condition where she might not be able to walk and things like that. So her mum was going to find these spiders in the Amazon so to try and cure her, and she learns about all this. But you don't learn about it from watching the mum. You watch the mum, and then Dakota Johnson then says, oh, you did all this for me. Oh, you really cared about me, didn't you? And it's like, yeah, we didn't need you to say that.
I thought,
we already know, like, we're not idiots. We know it. We're watching it.
I thought you were going to say where she's watching that happen, and it's like, I'm sorry, but your kid's going to have this medical condition. And then Dakota Johnson's like, but I don't have a medical condition. It's just like, oh, it's the lie. It's just like, why did that lie need to be in there?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just, it doesn't need to be, like, we know it. Like, yeah, we can see it happening. Like, have a bit of faith in your audience that we're not complete idiots.
That is the thing. Because, again, it's like the whole Peter Parker thing as well. Like, they go to the baby shower, and it's obviously Peter Parker's baby shower. It's like, what are you going to call your kid? Oh, I don't know. Or, you know, it's a secret. It's kind of like, why are you, like, it's not gonna be a big twist if you come out and say it's Peter Parker. Like, it's not gonna be, it's not
we
a pivotal,
already know.
And you don't even hear it at the end. Like, the kid gets born towards the end of the movie, and then it's like, you don't hear the name, but you're clearly like, well, that's, it's Peter Parker. Like, you're not gonna turn around and be like, oh no, it's Miles Morales. Like, you know, it's not gonna be that all of a sudden. But it's just, I don't know, like, it just kind of treats you, it just doesn't respect you as much, you know.
Do you think they overdid, like, the, you know, the bits where she, like, is seeing that she's got the powers, and, like, because it happens first where she's doing CPR at the
factory. Yeah.
Happens first there, and then I think it happens twice at the baby shower, and then it happens, like, a fourth time in her apartment.
Yeah.
I feel like they only needed two of those. I feel like they did it, like, far too often before she's like, something's not right.
And when she's on the train, when she is going to, like, meet
that went
the
on
girls,
so
like,
long.
It swapped and changed while she was figuring it out. It just went on for about 10 minutes.
I feel
like I would have already got there by now.
It's all, like, first time around, that's, like, you know, it happens. She's very confused about what happened. Like, you kind of just needed to make it quicker or something, because I'd sometimes just like, huh, this just happened, what's going on? And then the train one was the worst, because it was like, it almost didn't really make sense, because it was kind of like her reliving certain bits over and over again, because it was like the different triggers when, like, the girls would get on the train, it'd be like this guy going, I was like, oh, the city gets crazier every day, and it's like, is this the train to this place? Maybe like different triggers, and then, like, obviously it plays out, and she's like, wait a minute, I've already seen this happen.
Yeah, isn't the different people supposed to, like, represent the fact that she can be in multiple places at once using the web?
I don't think so. I didn't know.
That's what I thought it was. When they said later...
It's not explained. It's
you
not
have the, yeah, it's not explained, but that was my interpretation.
I don't think...
She sees these different people, like, kind of all sat in the same seat almost, or sitting next to her, but they're never all there at the same time. So I thought it must be that she has the power to be in these three different places, but which... is it actually going to be? Which one is actually going to happen?
I think when it did the actual one, the actual run through, all three were there, and they came in, like, one by one at the end. And then that's where...
I think it's almost meant to be, like, a countdown sort of thing, because, like, first girl gets on the train, she sees, like, she gets killed, and then it's, like, someone says something. Second girl gets on, sees she gets killed, then it's, you know... It keeps going on like that for a little while. And then it's kind of like, oh, when this final guy says his line, that's when the guy comes on the train and kills these girls. Therefore, we should get off the train, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It goes on too long. It's not like...
It doesn't go on too long.
And then, obviously, there's a bit of confusing thing. Like, she gets the girls off the train because then the spider guy comes on there. And it's like, you know, oh, we need to get away. Sydney Sweeney goes, this woman's kidnapping us. And then that turns into a whole side plot of, like, the police think that she kidnapped these girls when, like, you know, could have easily been explained away after the fact. But no, she, like, drives these girls to the woods. She's like, I'm gonna leave you guys in the woods for 3 hours.
Yeah, she's very irresponsible.
Yeah,
but not in, like, sometimes people, like, characters are, like, horrible and nasty and don't care, but it's kind of like their character trait.
I know,
it doesn't feel like that.
She's meant
film.
To be like an apprehensive guardian, isn't she? But then it's like, it just doesn't translate that well into what you're watching, because it's kind of like, it also doesn't make any sense, because it's kind of like, well, the kidnapped girls can't come with me, but I can, like, me, most wanted person, like, because I kidnapped these girls, can go back to my apartment, no problems, you know. And it's she leaves them alone for 3 hours. They go away to a cafe because obviously they get bored in the woods. I will say this, to be fair, like Scandalous, the song comes on and when they go there, and I was like, I've never heard that song in a movie, at least for like years and years. I know the film is set in 2003, but I thought that's a, I like the song. It's just very interesting. That and like,
yeah, well, you turned to me and you were like, why is this song in it? I was like, I don't know. Like, it's just the time.
Just
it
weird
was
though,
set
isn't
in.
It? It's like that and then Toxic by Britney Spears. It's like you really spend your music licenses on like,
yeah,
these...
they did definitely spend their music licenses because there was some, you know, a lot of licensed music this. I still don't think they quite got the right songs though. Like,
no,
I think that they could have.
I mean, the toxic thing is kind of there because she has like another moment where she envisions her going to the cafe and then the spider guy comes up, kills the girls and kills her. So it's like, oh wait, backtrack. This is what
and
we need
I
to
don't,
do.
Like all that kind of stuff where she is seen into the future and she's kind of like figuring it out. Like I think that it's good, but just not in this film. Like I'd like to see somebody who can actually make a film.
I don't think they did enough with it because it's kind of like on a few occasions it's like it happens once she fails and then second try she succeeds. It's not like she constantly
she doesn't
like,
have to keep doing
fails
it again
and like
again.
Keeps dying. Like they could have done it that way. At least it's a bit more interesting because then you're like, oh, she's actually trying to overcome this and like
she's
think
learning.
About a solution. But no, it's just kind of like, oh, I got stabbed when I walked in there by myself, so I'm just going to drive my car and run him over. And then, yeah, she takes him back to a hotel, teaches him CPR, which again, that's another scene where you're just like, this is clearly going to come up later in the movie, but it feels like a waste of time.
Yeah.
It feels like such a waste of like time watching it happen, because it's just like, it's meant to be like a bonding moment, but you just don't care about these characters, because it's just like... Remember when you get tired, you need the other person to take over. Okay, oh, great work. It's just like, I don't care. Like, you know, what is happening from this scene? She goes to Peru. Obviously, that she masters her powers.
Yeah, she goes to Peru with not a problem in the world.
Yes.
Even though she's wanted for kidnapping, she can still somehow get on a plane with her passport, get to Peru, get to the middle of the Peruvian rainforest, and we don't even see any of it happening. Like, you click your fingers, there's a shot of some trees, which we've already seen before, they're using the same shot again, and then she's there, and she's, like, in the tunnel. It's just like, what? How did that happen? Like, there was no, like,
maybe,
trying to get through security. Yeah. She's wearing a hat, she's got a hood up. Anything just to show the hardship. That
yeah,
she
I was
to
say, it's
through.
Not even like she could.
Or maybe she uses her powers to get there. Like she can see where everybody is, so she manages just to get. Like that would have been really cool, but it's just missed opportunity after missed opportunity.
Yeah, and then goes to Peru, masters her powers, comes back to the United States again, no issues coming back into the country. And then the girls were staying with Uncle Ben by that point. Uncle Ben's sister goes into labor, starts having a baby. The girls, for some reason, go to them with the hospital, even though like they're being tracked. It's kind of like just stay in the house.
Yeah.
Also happens the exact same time that Cass is coming back.
Yes, very convenient. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the girls like obviously they get spotted. Cassie has her spider sense goes off and she's like, oh my god, the girls are going to be intercepted by the spider guy and he's going to kill them. She runs him over again.
Let's talk for a moment. Kieran, you've not said many words today. What did you think about Ezekiel, the guy?
All right, I'll tell you one thing I didn't like about him. He's a very rich man. Never wears
in
shoes.
In real life or in the film?
In the film. Never wears shoes.
Why would it be the guy in real life that
killed him? I thought he was going to talk about the guy for a second. I thought you knew who he was. I thought you were going to say, like, why was he in this film or something.
I have no idea who the actor is. I don't think his voice suited the thing. He sounded way too raspy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a funny story. It's not that funny. When we were in the cinema, I turned to Michael and I said... It's like he's trying to do Heath Ledger's Joker. That's what he's trying to do. And then we watched a review later that evening and somebody else said, it's like a knockoff Heath Ledger's Joker. So I was like, I was 100%. Do you get why I say that? Like, I think that is the most accurate description of his character.
I think he was trying too hard in a way that didn't work.
Well, it's like he's trying too hard, but then, like, also the fact is, like, most of his lines got redubbed because it's just very...
Oh, I did think that.
There's some awful dubbing. Like, just his mouth doesn't match the words he's saying, and you can just clearly tell, like, there'll be shots where you don't see his face, and it's just like, oh, I need to go find these Spider Women. You know, it's
honestly, the dubbing is terrible, like absolutely terrible. It's like, come, all this budget, all this money, where has that gone? Yeah. Like, tell me where that has gone. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, they couldn't have, like, and the fact that they have to do that anyway just shows that they didn't have it together while they were actually filming it. Yeah. And that is just like, they should have just left it there. They should have just said, you know what, the film we've made is rubbish. Let's go in. And then they decided to just redub it all. It's like, well, that's not how it works. Like, if it's rubbish, scrap it.
Yeah. I think, yeah, just not a great villain for the movie. Yeah, he has like, it's very, like, again, as you say, it could have very much worked. Like, I like his motivation is basically he is predestined to die. He's trying to fight destiny.
Trying to stop. Like, that is very simple, but you can get away with that if your film is good. Yeah. But if your film is bad, which it is, then you can't get away with that very simple premise. That is because you just, he's got no motivation apart from that.
What did you think of the climax of the movie?
Do you even remember what it was?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say one thing before that. Actually, with Ezekiel, there was one bit of the film, it was literally 5 seconds of the film, which I thought, that wasn't too bad. And that's the bit where, like, the girls are running towards the cops, and Ezekiel's, like, taking all the cops out one by one.
Mm.
And you can, like, see, like, he grabs, like, the legs of one and, like, pulls the thing and... You know, like, takes, that wasn't too bad.
It's you basically like look at that and you're like, oh, so this is what Spider-Man would be like. Like, you know, Peter Parker.
If he was evil.
Yeah. Which is kind of what his deal was meant to be. He just doesn't web swing. Like, he just...
But, yeah. In terms of the climax, it was... bad.
Because they go back to the fireworks factory. That's like the end game is in the fireworks factory, isn't it? And it's like,
I mean, you basically watch the ending twice, because they don't try and be like coy about like what she's seeing. They literally show you everything just sped up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do everything. So it's like, well, maybe give us, like, you know, it does something. She sees like clips of what's about to happen, and she knows what's about to happen.
Yeah.
And it's implied that she knows the whole future, but we don't necessarily need to see that she's seeing the whole future.
Absolutely.
So I think it's just, it suffers from what the rest of the film suffers from, which is poor direction, poor acting, poor writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because like, I feel like, again, like, it'd almost be if they had a villain who, like, kind of counteracted her power, like, it's some, maybe, like, trying to influence the future, so it's not just set that she sees what's going to happen and therefore it happens, you know?
Yeah, if he could change the future as well, that would make a more interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
Because then she's trying to change something and she thinks, that's definitely going to happen. And then something happens and it splits and there's a new future because he's seen that and he changes something. That would be more interesting.
Yeah.
Or, like, if they did, because, as you say, it is a very simple premise, they just need to change it to make it more interesting.
Mm.
Because if you know from the start, well, she's seen this is going to happen, so that's going to happen. And because she's seen it's going to happen, there is no changing that.
Yeah.
Mm. So it just, like, all stakes are gone.
Yeah.
It just, you know...
They kind of needed to do, like, to sort of use the example, like, everything, everywhere, all at once. That's, like... two people on the same power level, like, they exist across multiple realities, they know every thing that's going to happen, but one's evil, one's good. Like, they could have gone for something like that. And it's just the problem when you've got, because she's just very overpowered at the end. It's just, there's no, without any disruption, there's no stakes to that whatsoever. And it's just, you know, the way he dies is also just very, like, he gets crushed by rubble.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious that each of the three young girls, the Spider Women, they all kind of have like a quality. So one of them knows Taekwondo.
Doesn't use it.
Can't remember what the other one does. She does. And the other one skateboards. So the woman with Taekwondo, she comes up to Ezekiel. She kicks him once. She kicks him once and he goes down. The next woman who skateboards jumps off something, lands on a piece of rubble and slips down a track that is maybe 2 meters, and that's her ability of skate. They've clearly put that in because she knows how to skateboard, so therefore we're going to put her. Is that not, that's what's their thought process is?
Yeah.
But she's done it for 2 meters and then she's pushed him. And it's like, this is just complete rubbish.
I was trying to think, because like, in his visions, obviously he sees them as like the spider women, like they're in their costumes and everything. Because the only one that, the one who I like, she like throws... She has like.
Oh yeah, she does throw something.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. So she. So it's kind of like, oh, it's like they're mirroring his like vision, but like obviously it's not happening at the time he thought it would.
Mm.
But I was just like, oh, okay. But yeah, none of the. I don't. Like, obviously, the one who skateboards has four spider arms, so it's not like she had an equivalent of that to do.
Yeah.
In that fight, and then Sydney Sweeney can like she has webs, so it's not like she actually uses that ability.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of like, oh, they're going for something interesting. It's like him, the prophecy's coming true, and everything's happening as it did.
It's almost it could have been like he's made it happen. Like he's somehow given them the powers, which means that they then go on to get it. But they never get their powers in this film.
That's the other thing that I have annoyed a lot of people is obviously the marketing does show. These three girls in their spider women get-ups. Doesn't really happen, does it, though?
It's never get their powers.
Yeah, like...
I think they're in their suits at the very end, so...
But we don't know what happens.
That's the one bit that is implied. The rest of the film is spelled out for
exactly.
us.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the one thing that I actually want to know... And the thing is, I could have forgiven that. Like, if we never learned how they got their powers and it was sequel bait, fine... If it's a good film.
Yeah, but then it's also like they set the plot point up. It's like, oh, these girls will one day get powers and then beat me up. It's like, but you don't ever show them or you never allude to like how they get their powers. Because it's like, because in the, I'm pretty sure in like his memory or his dream or whatever, they come to his house. I'm talking about
film's so boring even talking about it would make me yawn.
They like come to his house and like they're like, oh, what have you done with my spider, and then they beat him up and kill him basically. But that's just never implied. I thought like, oh, they're gonna have to do a thing where it's kind of like in The Flash where he goes to the alternate universe and is like, right, you need to get your powers, Barry Allen. Like, what do they do? Like, a right,
like,
you free.
Because Ezekiel is so overpowered that they need the three girls to have the powers as well so that they can group together and defeat him.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
and the final fight sort of caps off with a pretty cringe bit of, like, dialogue and like it's a dialogue editing acting all together. It's just like you thought that you were trying to get to these girls because they're going to be the ones to I don't know what the full line is, but it's something along the lines of like, oh, you thought that these girls were going to be the one to kill you, and like, you know, it was all leading up to them. It's like, oh no, it was me. And it like pans into like a face like I was, and it's just very and then he gets crushed by a Pepsi sign and he's dead. Madam Webb gets thrown off the building.
Well, I didn't realise what happened because she gets thrown off the building and she goes underwater and then, you know, something happens.
A firework goes off in her face.
Okay, but I didn't see that. I saw something happening and then all of a sudden in the next scene, she's got glasses on and she's in a wheelchair. And I was like, I don't know how 1 + 1 = wheelchair. Like, I don't...
Wheelchair and blindness.
Like, how does that add up? It doesn't add up.
I know, I thought, yeah.
Like, if she... Because I didn't know that the firework went in her face. And even so, first of all, she's underwater. Like, a firework would not blow up in her face and cause her to be blind when she's underwater.
Well, it's meant to be the whole... Well, it's because the fireworks factory is blowing up. It's just a stray firework just shooting.
Yeah, I know, but
there.
How did it go so deep into the water and be so dangerous to her that it explodes and causes her to be blind?
It doesn't, like, strictly explode. It just... You know, that like it just catches her
but
in the
how?
Face.
Like, how? Like, I don't understand.
In a movie about spider women and someone who could see the future, that's your question, is how
exactly.
does a firework...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, for this film, I will be that pernickety with it. If it was something else, you know, like in Saving Private Ryan, where all the bullets are going through the water and they're like, yeah, that wouldn't happen in real life. But it's like, you can forgive it because it's such an epic film and it's a good representation of, you know, what would happen. Like... But for this, I can't forgive it. Can't overlook it because everything else is so bad.
Do you know what I can't forgive?
What?
The choice of the glasses they chose.
Yeah.
They
look
awful.
Is this when she's like in her out, like a full on out? Or do you mean the glasses?
Both.
When she's right? Yeah,
both.
Yeah.
No,
like I thought it would get better, but it didn't.
It's terrible.
It's equally as bad.
Every decision that they've made for this film has been the wrong decision.
Yeah.
It's like, why was this, like, of all the film, like, I know there's been quite a lot of films cancelled, not from Marvel, but from DC, there was a Batgirl film or whatever.
Mm.
It's like, what a shame that we didn't get to see these films that were probably really good, and we're getting this absolute rubbish. Like, yeah. Thank God we didn't have to pay to see it. Like, could you imagine, like, if we had to pay? I would have been absolutely gutted if I was a genuine fan of this comic or whatever,
yeah.
And I wanted to see it, and that was what I got. Like, that is terrible. Terrible scenes.
I think that's the big thing, isn't it? Like, if you're actually a fan of Madame Web and, like, the three Spider-Women, and you watch this... I mean, we didn't enjoy it, but if you've got stakes there, and you're watching it and going, "Oh my god, this is dreadful,"
it's like terrible. It was like you with the Flash, wasn't it? Because it's not like me too. It's not like me too. The big on the Flash.
Just as bad as the Flash? Is it worse? Is it the same?
The thing is with the Flash, I hated the Flash.
Mm.
This was just really bad.
Yeah,
I don't have the emotion for this.
Yeah,
one. I don't have the.
You don't care enough to hate it that much.
Feeling,
yeah. We were all kind of like that after The Flash. It was kind of like, what the hell did I just watch? How did they mess it up this bad? Whereas, like, Madam Web, you're kind of like, God, that was bad, wasn't it? Like, you know, nothing really. Like, you can come out and be like, well, nothing really worked about that. That's a shame. But, yeah The Flash was like, what?
Do you want to know what, though? There are some redeemable things in The Flash.
Hmm.
I actually,
even though I know it wasn't a good film, like, I had an enjoyable experience going to the cinema. In some ways, I did with this, because it's, like, funny looking back on it and talking about it and saying horrible things about it. But, like, I enjoyed The Flash more. Like, I got more out of that.
Yeah, yeah. I think, to be fair, you didn't have the thing with this film where it's not like the head of Sony went, oh my god, Madam Web's the best thing ever. Like, you guys should totally go see it. Whereas, like, James Gunn said that about The Flash, and we were like, what the hell?
Yeah,
100% was contractual.
Yeah. But, like, you don't go into it and think, like, oh my god, so many people have, like, said this is the best film ever. Like, what's going on? Whereas, like, this, you're kind of, like, expecting it to be.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm glad that we watched it so that we can say that it's bad, having actually seen it, rather than just, like, jumping on the bandwagon of everybody saying how rubbish it is. But we can, but you don't need to see it. Anybody listening to this who's thinking, oh, should I just see it anyway, just for a bit of fun, I've got nothing to do on a Wednesday evening, whatever, don't see it. It's complete and utter garbage.
We'll see them, just because we like reviewing things, but don't see any of the Sony movies apart from...
Or any Marvel films. Like, I'm so dumb. Like, I'm not seeing them anymore. Like, it's just... They're all rubbish.
Well, I was saying this to Kieran. Sony should just stick to making animated movies, because that's what they're... Like, they're good. Mm. Like, you know, the Sony animated Spider-Man movies are really good.
Yeah.
Stick to that. Whereas, like, don't try and make this crap cinematic universe. Like, I'm really not looking for... I'll watch it, but I'm not looking forward to Kraven. Like, that looks awful.
Yeah, it's Aaron Taylor-Johnson as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
I do
just
like him, but...
But again, it's, they've written themselves into a corner. They're trying to do all these different things without Spider-Man being in the stories for some reason, and it's just
they
really
They just need to admit
them.
Defeat and just find something else. Like, why can't studios just come up with something? Like, has nobody got... I mean, I know I've got no imagination, but I don't get paid to have an imagination. These people get paid to literally imagine things and create things.
It's not just that, though.
So come
it's
up
like,
with something.
It's like just at least try and adapt this character or this story well. And, like, if you know for this story you need to have this pre-existing character
Spider-Man didn't need to be noted in this at all for me. He was barely even mentioned. They could have, like, this is very easily done without Spider-Man being there, so why is it still terrible? Like, there's no excuse.
They could have done Madam Web more justice, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's the thing. It could have been the same with Morbius. It's probably gonna be the same with Kraven. Obviously, Venom, I don't mind the Venom movies, but
they're not the best. But
no,
not
but
awful.
Also, that's also, like, you've really tried to try and distance this from Spider-Man when Spider-Man is such a pivotal thing of Venom's whole deal. And you've just been like, oh no, there's no Spider-Man here. What are you talking about? Venom can exist without Spider-Man. It's like, but not well. I don't know. What are your takeaways from this movie?
Don't watch it. Just ignore that it ever came out. You know, it's one of those... I reckon this is a strong contender for worst film of the year.
Yeah.
If not in the top five of the decade.
Top five of the decade? Yeah. I suppose we're only 4 years in, you know. Is The Flash one of those movies?
The Flash is number one. That will be unchanging. Yeah. But this can take one of the other four slots.
Yeah. No, I think...
I'll get back to you in 6 years' time with my full list.
When we're still going in 6 years.
Yeah. I think it's... I said in the car on the way home, maybe like a 4.5. But I think the more I think about it...
A 4.5? That's generous.
I know, exactly. And I don't know why I said that at the time. But I do think that a 1 or a 2 is...
Yeah, I'm giving
it... It's very rare that I say that about a film.
I'm giving it a 2 just because I feel like it's not... You know, I didn't feel offended by it. There's definitely a lot wrong with it, but like, there's still... You know, there's probably some bits you can... I can laugh at it. I can laugh at it. So it's not like, you know, not offensive. I feel like number one, for a film to be a 1 out of 10, it needs to be like really offensive to you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for a 2. What about you, Kieran?
Yeah, I mean, I think just trying to compare it to The Flash. I wanted to give Flash a 0, but you can't give something a 0. So I think I had to give it like...
Probably half a star. Half a star, yeah.
So this didn't hurt me as much as that did. So I guess we'll go for like a 1.5 to a 2 out of 10, which is firmly, I can't stress enough, don't watch it.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Well, that was our thoughts on Madam Web. I feel like we're really slated to this. I don't know how long we've been talking for.
I think we've been talking for a while.
But it doesn't stop there. The negativity train doesn't stop there unless... Woo-hoo! True Detective Season 4 manages to exceed mine and Tulip's expectations. So that's what you're going to hear me and Tulip talking about next week.
But not me.
Not Kieran, because he hasn't watched it.
I've been relegated.
Go away.
Exactly. You've said dead to bear. We haven't enjoyed it so far. So
yeah, you're lucky you haven't been watching it because it's awful.
But we're going to be talking about that True Detective Season 4. So join me and Tulip next week as we give our thoughts on that. But in the meantime, this has been this episode of the Cinematic Trinity. I've been Michael.
I've been Kieran.
And I've been Tulip.